In our minds, we are always free. We cannot be contained within the walls of flesh and bone mentalities. Our spirit wants to flee, will not settle for material desires that wrap around to bring men down. Such an obscure attainment, to be shrouded in wealth's raiment, void of spiritual arraignment, the pure lament. The soul to grow by fire to know, the burn within sparks a flame, divine intent is born, for it is without this world a jewel is refined. It is within only a diamond in the rough, to venture on the coals, to set foot upon the path and never look back. No pity, no sorrow, only joy and revelation that it is all in us. The travesties of deceit we each must face to brave the storm, to come out of the fire, a purpose to be won. It is not to be tread as if it were a given, for it is open to all. The meek in humility to be so called upon, to cherish all in servitude, in thought, in action, each second. To take for granted this gift is to be burned a thousandfold and never shine. To drink of desire of every cell can only truth be realized in such an individual who nurtures his own soul and comes to know love. Love unblemished, untarnished, so rare, but everywhere. It is the peace of the free, the liberation of the spirit to shine forth in all it aspires, never to retire, only to return to guide others who make the choice to play their turn. Which road will you travel? If you make the choice, you are there, in the center of nowhere. But where truth encircles, just waiting for the earnest to reach out and see a cord by removing the veil, layer by layer, until the light within you can no longer be contained. As you took the first leap of faith, you as quickly catch the first ray. What you do will all be up to you, to be forever born, to be forever one. Amen. September 8th, 2002.